let me tell you something. It's a bit different than Ireland. I watched the game yesterday, Spain against Ireland, and even at 4-0 down, the Irish fans, they were, you know, singing, and that was a great atmosphere. I don't think the French will be able to do the same tonight if they lose against Ukraine, because obviously everybody keep in mind the fact that in 1999 in South Africa it was a disaster for French football, and they seems to recover from that pretty well, but they always have to do the same again and again, and the French they will not forgive if it's anything. Like that happened in the near future, so it's a redemption European Championship for the French squad, for the manager, for the French Federation, and hopefully they're gonna succeed in that.
So, what are you thinking about England tonight? We're hearing Andy Carroll's gonna start.
Yeah, I saw that in the papers this morning. Well, this is a bit different approach of the game. That's good because it seems that tactically they're able to play in different styles. Andy Carroll up front means they're going to throw more balls onto him up front. That would be a different tactic. But against the French, I mean, the English, they quite impressed me because they play with more the passing game in the middle of the park. Well, it was really much better. He's not quite there, but it will come soon. And, you know, when you got the quality, the players and the talent, if everybody play together for the same target, they're gonna be successful.
I've heard you doing your coaching badges as well, David.
Yeah, we start in August, yeah. I passed the C and the B license, UEFA B license. I need to have the A in my bag as well, and the pro license to be able to start to consider to manage any team. So that will be the target in the next year and a half. Get all the diplomas and all the badges in my bag to start thinking about managing a team.
I'm doing my badges as well, Dave, and I've got to say, when you see Harry getting sacked, someone with his experience getting sacked, doesn't it make you wonder what's the point of taking the badge?
No. I mean, it's part of the job, you know, and this is something you learn as well when you pass your license. People teach you also the fact that the pressure is on is on your shoulders, so you have to keep in mind that your job is still, you know, on the edge all the time, and you have to keep focus on the results. Clubs these days, they don't wait so much for results. They want results straight away. So Harry Redknapp did a fantastic job for so many years. He brought back Tottenham to the top, and I'm very pleased with what I saw in terms of the play, the way the Tottenham play in the last 4 years. They reached Champions League position last year. They were, you know, very close this year. Football has changed completely at Spurs, and Harry Redknapp is part of it. And you know, it's always surprising to see someone like him did so much for the club to be sacked like that. But I guess it's a new direction for the club. They want to aim for something different, and they're gonna change a manager. So thinking about me being a manager one day, I think it would be part of your life.